You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get, except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN GameScoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. Joining me this week are Sam Claiborne.
Hey, everybody.
Justin Davis.
Hello.
And very special guest, Tina Amini, joins us once again. Welcome back,
Hi,
Tina.
Hi, buddy. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the holidays. Apparently, this is my thing now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, let's make that your thing.
An extra special holiday surprise. It's not a surprise anymore. It's just
not a surprise anymore. Yeah.
It's regular. Damon, this what number special episode is this?
Well, this is a not numbered episode.
Not numbered. That's how special it is.
From
what does that mean?
From the Phantom Zone. So
okay, got it.
But sure. Tina, last week was our 700th episode.
So this one is off milestone. The charts. Off the
this
charts.
This one is off the charts. This is our. It's become a yearly tradition around for Thanksgiving week here in the U.S. We do a feast of 20 questions. We do 100 questions, and it's a gauntlet. I've picked out 5 games that are suggested by you, the viewers and listeners, and our panel has 100 questions. 100 hey, questions.
This isn't a normal game scoop.
No,
I didn't know that. Oh.
Justin prepared all these news topics for us. So,
Justin, I was ready to talk about video games.
So what happens is for these vacation weeks, you know, we have a few days off and some people have more than others. But Damon always likes to take it easy and make the easiest possible game scoop possible by just making a 100 questions episode. And then we do all the work.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm that about sums it up, right? But they have an advantage. The questions will carry over. So if they get the first game and 10 questions, well, then they have 10 extra questions to use on all the others, so on and so forth. So that's how this episode is going to work. But first, Tina, what have you been playing recently?
So I've been playing a bunch of Grounded, actually, because that it's full launch. Obviously, I am now officially a Microsoft employee, so take what I say with a grain of salt, just by virtue of I have to say that. But I'm really loving it. But I also am a huge nerd that likes like resource management and coordinating between. You know, what are our tasks today that we have to get to and who's building this versus who's going out and getting those acorn tops we still need for that next construction that we need to do. So I've really been enjoying it as a multiplayer experience. I'm only playing with one other person. I could use 2 more recruits so that we can get through our day cycles a little bit more productively. And if I have any friends that are gamers that I'm looking at currently who want to play.
I just noticed they use the term embiggen very seriously in this game, invented by The Simpsons. That's great.
There's some cute and silly things in this game. And also, I think we may have talked about this before, or maybe the Scoop community already knows, but there's an arachnophobia mode because you deal with a lot of spiders in this game. And the spiders are scary, and some of them are big, and they come at you pretty fast. So there's an arachnophobia mode where the community has turned them termed them danger potatoes. They basically look like little danger potatoes now because they're fuzzed out and they don't have the little legs or anything. But I'm playing in full on fear mode because I like horror experiences. So I've been greatly enjoying this one and spending a lot of time to where I blink and hours have passed and I realize I should probably go to sleep. But I also wanted to tell a story of just yesterday I played a full on VR experience where you go to a location. It's Sandbox VR. Then they have a couple games available. And then they outfit you with like a little plastic gun and obviously the headset. And then also link up your wrists and your ankles with sensors as well. So you get the full on body experience. And it was
cool.
A ridiculous amount of fun. I like thoroughly enjoyed myself. I played the game that was available in my location because it's only in a handful of cities. This is incredible B-roll work, by the way.
I don't know how Red does it. How did he get this B-roll so quickly?
Seriously.
Red did not know what we were going to talk about.
100%. Yeah, this is very on the cuff, on the fly conversation. But that's the one I just played, Deadwood Valley. So lots of zombies coming at you. Played with just two other people, my brothers. And by the end of it, you are just thoroughly sweating, or at least I was thoroughly sweating. So that was kind of horrifying, like exiting the experience in that way. But we just had so much fun. The VR element itself, and then there's some fun stuff they do with recording footage of you playing. And then after the fact, when you're watching yourself, it's super goofy and fun to pair that with the gameplay, too. So they do some cool stuff that I won't entirely spoil with all the footage that they're capturing of you.
But so I highly recommend it. Like they're using like kind of augmented Oculus, and then there's like special controllers.
Yeah, exactly. So you can, and then with the guns, I think all of the plastic weaponry that they handed you was all the same. We didn't pick anything too disparate from one another, but you could do like dual wielding pistols, a rifle, an SMG and a shotgun. And then like a buzzsaw is another option. So I imagine that peripheral might be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one thing I didn't like about it was you couldn't pick the same guns. So one of my brothers got stuck with a shotgun, mm-hmm. not wanting it. Would have preferred like a rifle or an SMG. So that's just kind of part of the balancing experience, I suppose. Mm. But there's even different difficulty modes. So we went standard because we were just three people. It goes up to, I think, six. But such a great like event thing too. So if it's your birthday, you're looking for something to do, this was so much fun. I really enjoyed myself.
Awesome.
Well, I just looked it up. There's one not too far from me.
You should do it. Right. Do it, Dave.
Do you have any idea who developed these games? Is it Sandbox VR themselves?
Oh,
I'm not sure, actually. I was digging around recently because I've, in my press days, I have definitely gotten messaging from Sandbox PR, but I think they're separate. And I think Sandbox VR has done just these experiential things. And I'm guessing it's different developers because it's a couple different games and they rotate some of them out. So one is actually Star Trek. So that's got to be I wish I had better information off the top of my head. Maybe Red can just pull that up for us too.
I wonder if that's based on the UV Star Trek that they did a while ago, which is great.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, they're definitely baked for these experiences in particular too.
Yeah, everything's got to have a chainsaw in it, right? And so they have to be custom.
Yeah, well, you get a lot of, at least in the zombie one, like you get a lot of zombies right up in your face in clusters as they do. So that's definitely a good one for that kind of moment.
Cool. Well, the other night I beat God of War Ragnarok.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations. Has anyone else beaten?
I was just over 30 hours.
Took 75 hours.
You?
No, that game doesn't end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played
it's so long.
This weekend.
It's weird because I agree with you. It feels long, but then, just over 30 hours isn't that long for a modern day video game.
Right. But like for an action game, like it's one of like the longest, like just normal action adventure games in that I can remember.
Yeah, it's like two Uncharteds.
Yeah.
Yeah, or three.
Well, So I finished it and I still liked it a lot. So we won't spoil anything since no one else here has finished it apparently, but ended up liking the game a whole lot. And now I know, we've been talking all year long, Elden Ring or God of War Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Now I know. 100% certainty, but I'm not going to share it yet. We'll save that for another time. But I have
and the actual answer is Vampire Survivors, as I think I said last time.
Is Marvel Snap?
Yeah, it's up there too. Actually, I don't want to. God of War and Elden Ring are very, very excellent and well deserving of their praise. So I don't mean to be flippant about those two. I'm very addicted to Vampire Survivors right now. That's all.
Do any of you think you're like close to finishing God of War?
Yeah.
I'm back in the jungle area and dealing with a god that you're going to deal with for a lot of the game, and I just did all that stuff. So how far am I?
I guess I don't know which. I'm not sure. Okay. Because what you just described happens more than once, I think.
How many hours in are you, Sam?
Like 20-something, I think. But I'm doing all the side quests, and Damon didn't do any side quests.
I did some. I did the ones that interested me. I didn't do the elf side quests. I think the elves in God of War are not very interesting.
I did the stuff that's in the I can say this because it's in the trailers. I just did the stuff with the wolves that they show in the trailer where they like zip the sky and the moon and the sun chase each other.
Yeah. Oh, you're probably halfway.
That's a cool segment. I think it's underutilized. They don't end up using it that much.
But do you think I'm more halfway or more than?
Yeah, I think you're over. Maybe you're like 60, maybe like 60%.
I was gonna say about 60% maybe. Cool.
All right, well, there we have it.
I do think the game ends very strongly. And
yeah.
I only have nitpick issues with the game overall. This episode of Game Scoop is brought to you by NordVPN. As Scoop Nation knows, your Omega Cops have been a little obsessed with a movie called Weekend at Bernie's lately. But as happens too often these days, it is difficult to find it streaming here in the U.S. That's where NordVPN comes in. With NordVPN, you can switch your virtual location to a more enlightened region where they appreciate the comic delights of Weekend at Bernie's. And it's not just for streaming movies and shows. Switching your virtual location can allow you to save money by purchasing flights, hotels, and subscriptions from other countries at a cheaper price. And you can do all this worry-free as NordVPN threat protection features protect you from viruses, malware, and phishing sites. Best of all, NordVPN costs the price of a cup of coffee a month, and one account can be used on up to 6 devices. To get the best discount on your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/gamescoop. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/gamescoop. 1 in 5 Americans has learned a new language on their bucket list, or life backlog, if you will. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Upgrade your personal skill set in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Its tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and deliver with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. I have a trip to Mexico coming up, so I've been using Babbel to brush up on my Spanish. The courses are short and sweet, so I can do one whenever I have a few minutes to spare. And the words and phrases it teaches you are designed for practical, real-world use, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions. Babbel can even provide you feedback on your pronunciation with its speech recognition tech. And it's not just for Spanish. Babbel includes 14 different language courses, each backed by a 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for Scoop Nation. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, only for our listeners, at babbel.com/gamescoop. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/gamescoop, spelled BABBEL.com/gamescoop. Rules and restrictions may apply. Anyway, 100 questions. Let's let the gauntlet begin. Our first game comes from Fred in Missouri. Let the questioning begin.
Oh my gosh. Every time we do these, I just forget what we ask each round, and then everyone gets so muddled by the end of it.
Do we know where in Missouri?
What?
Frederick? No, Missouri. Or maybe Frederick? Farish? Freddy?
Justin's playing a different meta game.
Is this from before 2010?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is this a platform, or no, is this a console exclusive?
Yes.
Ooh.
Nintendo platforms, question mark?
Mm-hmm.
Was this exclusive to a Nintendo platform? Mm-hmm. Question? No.
Was it exclusive Sony? To a PlayStation platform?
Yes.
There we go. Is it part of a franchise?
Yes, that's five.
Pointless to ask if this came out before 90.
Yeah. Is it a PlayStation 1 exclusive?
No.
Does this have a sequel on the PlayStation 5?
Like that?
No. Not, no.
Okay. Was this game developed or published by Sony? By a Sony studio?
No.
Interesting.
Mm. It's a PlayStation exclusive. We still don't know the console, but we know it's not PS5 or PS4. Wait, so it's either PS2 or PS3. That's what we're left with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or Vita, and then possibly PS3. Still continued on the PS4.
Mm-hmm. Was this developed in Japan?
No.
Whoa. What third parties put out exclusive Sony games?
Is it a PS2 exclusive?
Yes. That's 10.
Huh, this is weird.
Technically the first console I owned by myself. That was mine and nobody else's.
Like, Capcom did a bunch of GameCube exclusives, but who did PS2 ones? And not in Japan. Like, UB, maybe? UB PS2 games?
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
I was thinking, in the Heavy Rain direction, but...
Oh, that's smart.
It's not really a franchise.
I was thinking about, SOCOM. I can't remember what Sony... I think they published that, right?
Is this a game that involves shooting firearms?
No.
I mean, I don't know.
Is it an RPG?
No.
I feel like we kind of got out of that with the not in Japan thing, too.
Could it be like racing or sports or something?
I thought racing, but they still have their franchises onto PS5.
Mm-hmm.
Same with sports, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like MLB, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've had 2 years of PS5 now, right?
Yeah.
So,
you got us in the first game, Damon.
I know. This is so crazy.
Well, I mean, there was lots of exclusives.
Yeah.
But I keep, in my brain, I'm, running through a lot of them, and I'm like, nope, that was on Xbox. Or I'm like, nope, that has a more modern sequel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is this developer still around?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Maybe it's Lucas something. Is this a licensed game?
No. Oh, well, the game is not licensed.
There's something specific in that I can't decode, yeah.
The game is not licensed. So maybe it's based on a property, but this game is not like The Hobbit or American McGee's Alice, like those type of games.
Like, if you asked if this was based on a license, he would have said yes.
Or maybe the game.
As opposed to if this was a license.
Mm-hmm.
Or they made a movie or something out of the game after. It went transmedia in the other direction.
Mm, that'd be cool.
Like an Uncharted?
Or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like an Uncharted, or maybe it's something that's not licensed just because it's open. You know, it's like Pinocchio now.
Prince of Persia.
Yeah, Prince of Persia.
That's a UB game.
Yep, for sure.
That was on 360, but that's a good place to be.
I don't know. Is this a Ubisoft game?
No. 15.
Yeah. It's hard for me to, I'm trying to think about why a developer would make a PS2 exclusive and not release it on the Xbox 360 that's not Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Is this a sports puzzle or a racing game?
No.
Okay. Would you describe this as an action game?
No.
So wait, maybe it's Guitar Hero 2.
Or what? I was thinking about that, but that's also on 360. That's what I thought about those music games.
Well, but this is PS2, so this is pre 360. So Guitar Hero 1 came out. This is the Xbox era. PS3 is 360.
Oh yeah. So you're right, my bad.
Does this game use weird peripherals?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Guitar Hero 1.
Maybe the very original Guitar Hero was a PS2 exclusive?
Yep.
There we go. That must be it. You want to take it, Sam?
I mean, I don't know if I need to guess that because then we'll fail it. But we can narrow it down to a Guitar Hero.
We should do peripheral. One more question.
Is this the first game in a Guitar series?
Is this the first game in a Guitar series?
Is this the first
game that's just giving it up.
Guitar series, fine. Yes.
Cool. Whew. This is Guitar Hero.
It is Guitar Hero, and exactly 20 questions.
Okay. Wow. Nice. Oh, boy. We got
20 questions, including the guess?
That was 20 questions.
All right. I often forget the very origins, like the original.
That's right.
Like, before Guitar Hero was popular, it didn't, it only used cover songs. Like, it didn't use original songs, and then it just wasn't, and Harmonix wasn't like, this big powerhouse of like rhythm games that it would grow into be. It wasn't even Harmonix yet. It was, Red Octane. And then you remember like the company had that big divorce, the peripheral maker and Harmonix had the divorce. And then that's why Rock Band split off of it. But anyway, this 20 questions really, really threw me off because I completely forgot that the original wasn't on Xbox.
This footage has somebody playing the guitar crazily.
This is not from the original Guitar Hero because there are no drums.
When they added the band stuff.
Yeah,
Damon
mode. Yeah, no kidding.
Who is that? Wait, bring that B-roll back up, Damon. You probably
I didn't recognize the names. I didn't recognize
who wore cargo shorts around the office.
No, they had the names of the people playing in the B-roll earlier, and I didn't recognize either of them.
Got it. Okay.
Guitar Hero 2 was the one that really was the phenomenon, but IGN was really played a key role in hyping up the original Guitar Hero and spreading
it. Got it. Yep. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Well, you guys are on par. You guys are on par so far. 20 questions in. Doing great. Let's go on to the game number 2. This is, and our suggestion comes from Jimmy in Brooklyn.
Did this game come out in the 70s, 80s, or 90s?
Yes.
I like this new structure. Oh, boy.
Okay. Was this an arcade game?
No.
Did it come out in the 80s?
No.
Does it have 3D graphics?
No.
Okay. 2D 90s game.
Assuredly.
Was it released on a 16-bit console originally?
Yes, that's 5.
Cool. All right, so we're looking at Super Nintendo Genesis or Game Boy Advance. Was our TurboGrafx-16? Was there a few others? Atari. Let me get off that track. So Okay, well, go ahead. What do you have?
How many bits do you think the PS5 is? I want to sum it back. Yeah,
we've moved on to flops.
What about terabits?
It's all flops. Yeah. I think two flops is a lot more
game?
Fun.
Based on a license? Is this based on a license? I'm going to ask it that way.
No.
Yeah, that was the issue. There
is multiplayer in this game, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But thinking back to Guitar Hero, my comment was like, there's a lot of licensed content in it, but the game is not licensed.
Is it competitive multiplayer?
Hold please. I'm at 7.
Maybe it's got
we've eliminated fighting mode. Games, everybody.
If it's not reflexive.
Yeah, but I think this may be a game where you work towards like scores, like if you're brawling it with a friend and you can still win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Final Fight has scores.
Did you call that a competitive game?
No, I don't know what Damon's gonna call it though. If it had scores, like maybe I don't know.
Well, that's what I mean. Like if there's just leaderboards, I would still call. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the nature of the gameplay, not how they score you or if they're scoring for me.
I don't know if the multiplayer is competitive. I can't answer.
Okay. Maybe it's a bomber.
Why can't you answer?
Because I don't know.
I guess it could be that there's, like, even if it's like a side-scrolling brawler game or something, I guess there could be a competitive mode. So it's technically cooperative, but if it also has competitive, he doesn't want to answer.
Hmm.
I haven't caught on to the meta yet, so get back to me then.
I don't even think there's a meta anymore.
Oh, there always is. Look at that poker face. Look at that poker face coming out. Everybody, you're going to have to tune in to watch this episode.
Every once in a while, Damon raises an eyebrow. I'm like, oh, we're onto something.
I know. Which one was it? Left or right? And then I take it.
Yeah, exactly. It means there's a big difference. How high is the art?
Important data point. Okay. So we know nothing about this game.
Yeah. Was this game originally released for one 16-bit console?
Yes.
Was it a Super Nintendo game?
Yes.
Published by Nintendo? Question mark?
No. That's 10 for this one. 30 questions overall. Yes.
Okay.
Wait. I thought maybe it was a Kirby game, where that might be confusing to know if it's
published
if
by
it's competitive
it's not
or
published
not,
by Nintendo.
But it's not published by Nintendo.
It's not based on a license, so that eliminates Jurassic Park. What? Oh, interesting. So things that people can play at once. You would know if it was a sports game, you would know it was competitive, right? If it was a puzzle game, you'd probably know it's competitive. Wasn't based on an arcade game. Do you play as a human?
No.
Do you play as an animal?
No.
You're a robot.
Yeah. Interesting.
Or you asking? Yeah, because if it's like a puzzle game, for instance, you're just yourself, I guess. You're not either of those things.
It was definitive that it wasn't a human.
Like, who do you play as when you play chess? The pawn and the knight and the queen and the castle.
I mean, you're probably a robot, though. I'm trying to think about SNES games where you don't play as a human or animal.
I can't.
Is Kirby an animal?
Play as a robot. There's like games like Faceball where you just play
Kirby
as nothing.
Animal.
Yeah. He eats cars. He tries to, but he just can't. It's too big for him to swallow it. It's a whole mouthful.
Should we say, do you play as an enigma?
Yeah. Is this a side scroller?
You wouldn't classify it as that, no.
Maybe it's Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Or Populous.
Are you a zombie in Zombies Ate My Neighbor, or are you trying to
avoid
zombies?
I don't know anything about that game. That's good. That's going to make this difficult. Does this game have a horror theme?
No. It's 15. 30 questions.
Oh,
35 questions overall.
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay. All right. Let's see here.
SNES multiplayer, you're not a character. I'm guessing.
Damon doesn't
has
even know
multi-
it that well because he doesn't know about
it. He has a multiplayer mode.
Yeah. And to be fair, it might not be prominent.
And it's not a side scroller.
Not in the classic definition of one.
Could it be a driving type of game?
No, because we did the racing puzzle. We did, right? For this one?
That was the last one.
No, that was the last game.
Oh, here we go. It's already happening.
I know.
Do you want to do... Actually, that's not bad at this juncture. Racing puzzle. Yeah.
Could
we
it
can
be,
take it. Well, no, it can't be racing because of the competitive thing.
You know, it could be a Mega Man game because he's a robot. He's not a human boy.
Maybe it's Mega Man Soccer.
Yeah, like or Mega Man, whatever it was. There was the Fighters one or something.
Not on Super Nintendo, though.
No?
No. Was this game developed in Japan?
Yes.
Okay. Could be Mega Man Soccer. Was it a Capcom game?
Yes.
I'm thinking it's Mega Man Soccer.
But why wouldn't that just be competitive multiplayer?
because he doesn't know if you play on a team and fight the robot teams. Because that is weird about that game, is that you're fighting Wily's robots with Light's robots. So why would you play?
Yeah, you're right. Mega Man Soccer reminds me of that like Looney Tunes sports game that was on 16-bit. They're both pretty fun. Yeah.
Is this a football game?
Is it a robot soccer game?
Yes.
Cool. Can we get it for Mega Man Soccer?
Mega Man Soccer in 19 questions.
Yes.
We got one extra question floating out there.
That's all we need.
Questions overall.
That was a pretty tricky one. Pretty tricky.
You know, they can't all be.
Can we divert from hard games?
Wait, yes, they can. They can absolutely all be layups. You are in charge of if they're all layups or not.
I think we need the alternate path now, Damon.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever dialogue choice gets me there, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never played Mega Man Soccer myself. My understanding of how it works is as you beat teams, you get a robot master to join your team. And that's kind of like how you get the new powers of the robot masters. So I don't know how the multiplayer part works, if you actually are playing just head to head against another player or if they're on your team or what.
All I know is it was very important to me to find a nice copy of this game, and then I did, and I played it like once, and I was like, I don't like soccer games. No thanks.
But it's not a great game.
Adorable.
I don't know. I have a real soft spot for, like, you know, any of those. Like, I really liked Sega Soccer Slam and the Mario Strikers.
Strikers is pretty fun. So wait, what was the first game again?
Guitar Hero.
Okay, Guitar Hero and Mega Man Soccer. All right. Just keeping these
in. Had a deer in headlights moment.
Yeah, well, I didn't remember it. I even asked. Okay.
Did this game come out in the 2000s, 2010s, or 2020s?
Or her name is.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Yeah, so you're at 39 questions asked. One question, extra questions floating out there. And then the next game comes from Brandon from Estacada, Oregon. Estacada, Estacada? Not really sure.
Mm. All right. Coast to coast.
That's true. It is coast to coast. That means it's going to be a Genesis game this time.
See, there's that meta. Mm-hmm. You had a question, Justin.
Did this game come out in the 2000s?
Yes.
Did you mean the 2000s, 2010s, or 2020s?
I had the whole millennia.
Whole century? Whole millennia?
No, okay. Whole millennia.
Okay.
Is it multi-platform?
Can you give me your definition of multi-platform?
Like, I can play on one device and also another. So I guess the PC is the confusing element. But I would still, that feels like a useful, right, way of framing it. To my fellow panelists first.
I think it would, multi-platform would mean it would be on anything that you could buy another system to play. So if I have to buy a PC to play something, I could also buy it on PS5 to play it.
Yeah, so multi-device.
I don't understand what's confusing about that.
I'm trying to figure out what it could be that would be giving the exception
Maybe a VR.
If you can buy the game on more than one platform, in my opinion, it's multi-platform.
Yeah.
Then, yes.
Maybe this is it could be like PlayStation and Vita as well. It could be console and handheld. Maybe that's the trip up.
Oh, like PS3 and PS4 games can be purchased in the same system.
Oh, yeah.
Did this game come out? Is this game one of those cross-generational games that has like a version on a previous console and a version on a more newer console?
Yes.
Uh-huh. We cracked the code, everybody, and it only costs us a question.
could be God of War Ragnarok.
Is there a version of this on contemporary consoles?
Yes.
Well, then.
Yeah, so, but you know what it can't be? It can't be... It can't be Returnal because that was a PS5 exclusive.
Right.
We're getting there. One game elimination at a time.
Okay. Well, was this exclusive? Is this a PS4, PS5 cross-gen game?
Yes. That's 5 for this round.
Okay.
Was it published by Sony?
Yes.
Okay.
So how many of those? So there's God of War, Horizon,
Spider-Man's,
Last of Us. Good call. I mean, okay. Well, did Naughty Dog make this?
No.
It's based on a license?
No.
What's the Horizon Studio? What do you call it? Not Housemarque.
Gorilla.
No. it's right there. I can't pluck it out of my brain. Do you fight robot dinosaurs in this game?
No.
Ugh. Do you fight Norse gods in this game?
Yes. And that's 10.
Maybe it's Mega Man Soccer.
It was, you know, in the B-roll, it did say Pharaoh Man was one of the other robot masters.
Yeah. We don't know which God of War it is, so we'll just narrow it down from there.
Well, it can't be 2018, though. Well, I guess you're right.
Yeah, did that come out on 5 as well?
Yeah. Damon played it all over again.
Yeah, but that's a patch of the PS4 version. I don't know if there's like a PlayStation 5 like God of War 2018 game. Mm-hmm. I think it's just an up-resed PS4 game. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, it definitely got ported to PC this year, so it still stands.
Okay, good point.
Did this game just recently come out?
Yes.
All right. Do the honors.
Is it God of War Ragnarok?
It is God of War Ragnarok.
Nice.
It would have been so great.
He did switch us to the easier alt path.
Yeah.
we were hot on that game's trailer. Like 5 questions, but took us a bit.
Nicely job. That was in 12 questions.
Nice.
So it puts you at 51 questions overall. Lots of questions in the bank now. They're looking pretty good. Okay, next, moving right along. Round 4 comes from Jamin Matthews from Cookeville, Tennessee. And Jamin says, short time listener, first time writer. Just a few months ago, I discovered this podcast and I love it. I'm working backward through the years. I'm now in 2020. My request for 20 questions is one of my all-time redacted.
Oh, I love those.
Ooh, favorites?
I love when people do this. And I really, really like it when people find their own way to like go through an archive of episodes, and going backwards must be really interesting because it's like you pick up on jokes across the season still, but they come out of sequence. It's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would probably not recommend it, to be honest, but you know, maybe you can write back in and let us know how that's working out for them. So it's one of their all time favorite or all time most hated games, favorite games. To
that could be.
That's the redacted. You can't make assumptions.
Okay. Let's start with the previous century. Did this come out in the previous century?
Yes.
Okay. Was it a 90s game?
Yes.
Could be Jet Force Gemini.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling that.
Yeah, or like GoldenEye. Is this an N64 game?
No.
Oh.
Did this come out on a cartridge first?
Yes.
We already had a Super Nintendo game, so I don't feel like we would do that again.
Did you already do the license question?
No,
we need that.
Is it based on a license?
No, that's 5.
I kind of like part of a license, actually, because that helps bring in more types of games.
Yeah.
Next time.
Is this a 16-bit game?
Yes.
Yeah. Did it come out on the Genesis?
No.
Oh. Could be TurboGrafx. Could be Bonk. Could be Air Zonk. Rolling the thunder. What's the that shmup on the TurboGrafx? Or maybe it is another Super Nintendo game.
Yeah, is it just an SNES game?
Yes.
Just an SNES game t-shirt.
I just thought for sure we wouldn't have a second one.
Not a license. Maybe it meant something to somebody in a negative or positive or some other way.
But probably positive.
Developed in Japan?
Yes.
Was it developed or published by Nintendo?
Yes. That's 10. 61 questions overall.
I think it's
part of an ongoing series or franchise. Mm. Yeah.
Part of an ongoing franchise. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a spin-off then. It's probably like
Mario RPG.
Yeah, Mario RPG, or like I was thinking
Kirby's
of
Dream Course.
Yeah, Kirby's Dream Course. That's exactly what I was picturing.
Mm-hmm. Was this game in the Super Nintendo Classic? Or what is it called? The Mini?
Yeah. No? Classic? SNES Classic, yeah.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? This is the bar that we're at now?
Yeah, you don't need to check. Like,
you're allowed to Google
computer
me.
Right there.
Okay.
Listen to how many letters he types.
Totally.
There are a lot of games in this thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's why.
Oh,
it's,
oh. 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 Thank God you made me check.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It is in there.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Well, who knows that lineup very well then?
Does this star pink powder puff himself?
No.
Okay.
No. Oh. Okay. So what's in the? I mean, what is in the? I can't remember if it's called the Classic or the Mini.
It's called the
Classic SNES Classic.
That would what wouldn't obviously be in it? Because like you know we all like it was Star Fox and Star Fox 2 and did it? I actually can't remember. Did it have the Donkey Kong countries in it? This was made. Do we know that this was made in Japan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was it sounds like it's a spinoff or it's part of a franchise.
Maybe it's Tetris Attack.
Is that in there?
Yeah.
Who's tapping to think?
I am. It's helping. That's how I got to Tetris Attack, which is the right answer.
Is this a puzzle game?
No.
Darn it.
Wait. Did we already know? This is what happens when we play 100 questions. I lose track of. Mm-hmm. Did we know it was made in Japan, or did I dream that?
Yeah, we did.
No, we do.
This one's made in Japan.
It was made in Japan.
And we know that Nintendo developed or published it. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Forgot if we asked that.
They published
that. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Is this part of the Mario universe?
Yes, it's 15.
Okay, that significantly narrows it down.
Super Mario Kart,
Yoshi's Island,
or one of those two, or like maybe the Demon Forgot, or like I honestly can't remember either. That like Yoshi's Island was on the SNES Classic.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's a good point. It wouldn't be something like Mario Kart because that's more obvious.
Is this a side scroller?
No.
Ooh, is this a kart racer?
No.
What other
what
Mario
are we missing
games
here?
Are there?
What's going on? Mario RPG.
I mean, you did say Mario RPG. Is that on there?
I mean,
okay. Is it an RPG?
Yes.
Ugh. Go for it, Sam.
I don't know if that's what it is.
Well, we know it's a Mario universe game.
It's a Super Mario RPG.
Yes. Okay. 19 questions that time.
Oof.
That's a really cool inclusion on the SNES Classic. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty intense game to resurrect for that.
Yeah, I modded my SNES Classic and added, you know, another 20 or so games to it. And so I'd forgotten what was in the original lineup.
Was that modding difficult?
There's actually like a really extensive lineup of games on it.
It's like the best
games in there. Yeah. It's a really good lineup of games.
Wasn't this the first game I sent this around?
What's that?
Huh?
Yeah, you said this it very early on. Yeah.
An early call out. All right. We We have one more.
And that brings us to the final round. You guys are at 70 questions, so you're looking good. You're sitting pretty.
Okay, we can squander those, though.
30 questions left. This final
let's come up with some jokes.
What do we... What is at stake?
What's my motivation, Damon?
Yeah. Well, we've lost four times in a row. So if we win that's five good. Times in a row, we're back on track.
Yeah that's true. That,
we pay off that's our actually, debt.
This is the one that counts the most, too. Close the show.
What were the stats that... is this our longest losing streak? We've got to be getting close. Okay, I'm sufficiently motivated.
But you guys won last week with just Sam and Jared, actually.
I had to bounce. Okay, did this game come out last century?
No.
Cosmo. Oh. Did you guys hear that?
Was that Lego?
Yeah. Something break?
Yeah. He knocked like a bunch Legos. Of... I have a table over there off camera that I... It's still off camera, but that's the table where I assemble all my Legos. And then he likes to rub his like cheek up against him and rub his face on him. But he's such a big boy, he knocks him over.
I see a little cat ear, though.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I got to go.
Little cat ear. And I'll go let him know out. That sound of Legos shattering like so well from childhood.
Yeah, get me
one
out
sec,
of here.
One sec.
It's going to get worse. All right, listen for the Legos, everybody.
No, just
smash. he's gonna step on one. It's going to be worse.
Mm-hmm. I just had to let him out.
Mm-hmm. Or else he's just going
to
keep
trying to get
over.
Your attention. Mm-hmm.
Whack, whack, whack. There's a game out now with that with a cat as a theme. It's like a house organization game where a cat comes in and just wrecks up the place.
Bop, 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 bop. He just knocks them all down. Mm-hmm. It's called Cat Lateral Damage, I think.
Oh, that game. Yeah.
That's not
catastrophic failures.
The sequel.
Okay. So we know it's this century and we know that Justin's Legos need some repairing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a Lego treehouse. It's fine. Okay, is this game playable on the Nintendo Switch?
No.
Can your character wear a hat?
No.
Throwback.
How do you know that so quickly?
Maybe it's that shark game. Man-eater.
Yeah. Damon was just very quick to be like, there's no hats. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
None hats.
Yeah, Tina, I liked your question.
Yeah, I was going for the holiday meta. Can you cook in this game?
No.
No holiday games. Not an RPG.
I mean, you can cook in most RPGs, so.
It's not grounded.
These days.
Do you play as an animal?
It used to be you just find turkey in the wall.
Yeah.
Do you play as an animal? No.
It's not,
that's five,
not
by the way.
Either. Okay, do we have to
25 questions now? Left.
Is this a racing game?
No.
Just throwing stuff out there now.
Was this game made in Japan?
No.
What if the 100
franchise?
Is it part of a franchise?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh. What were you going to say, Justin?
Well, my suggestion for future 100 questions, although I'm hesitant to even say it out loud, is that we shouldn't be allowed to reuse a question.
I thought about that earlier too. That'd be really hard.
Oh my god!
Absolutely not. That would be hard on Damon too.
You could reword them, right? You could be like, "Did this come out during the reign of Queen Elizabeth?"
Yeah. No, yeah.
Every video game ever made until quite recently came out during the reign.
Well, we had one of this very episode.
Yeah, God of War.
That's true. Yep.
Okay.
What? I don't even know what's going on. It's not a racing game.
It's not made in Japan. I need to know what console era this is for.
It is part of a franchise. Yeah. Go for it, Sam.
It's not a.
I'm trying to think. Is this from after 2010?
Yes.
And we just know it's not on Switch. Is it a console exclusive?
Yes. And that's 10. Now okay, you have 20 questions helpful. Left.
Ooh, that is super helpful. Is it exclusive to a Sony console?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it exclusive to the PS4?
No.
It's Returnal. Wait, when did the... Maybe it's a late PS3 game, too.
Yeah. Was this on the PS3?
Yes.
Oh.
Also, the franchise bit throws Returnal off.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so PS3 exclusive. But after 2010, when did the PS3 come out? I can't... You would think after 500 episodes of 20 questions...
I think the PS3 and the Xbox 360, those are like 2007 era consoles.
I think so, too. So it's like
they had some 2012, 2013 games.
So maybe like so not like late PS3, but like, you know, not early PS3.
Yeah. Was this published by Sony?
Yes.
OK. So
is this a Naughty Dog game?
No. 15.
Then it could have been The Last of Us.
And you have 15 questions left.
It's Japanese.
Or Uncharted.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, it is a Japanese game.
Yeah.
Wait, did we ask that? We did ask that question and it is? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think I did ask that question and then that's when I...
Clarification.
What?
You asked that question. It is not a Japanese game.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. That's very good. And it's not a Naughty Dog. I don't
remember
game.
That. But it is
that was a wasted question.
Exclusive.
Good thing we had so many.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't a waste. It was good because we know it's not a...
Wow, wait. That eliminates a ton of stuff. So it's not Naughty Dog. It's a PS3 like exclusive. That's go ahead.
Killzone, Resistance.
Mm. Yeah,
is this Killzone, a shooter?
Is this a shooter? No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not those. Maybe it's PlayStation All Stars.
That's a good guess too.
Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Is this a fighting game?
No.
Maybe GT.
Those are made in Japan.
Those are
though.
Japanese, right? Now. Yeah.
Who
is making games?
Well, then it could be no.
What was? Wait, it's a Sony.
He clarified
game?
That it's you. It's not Japanese, and so it's
okay.
We know that it's not Naughty Dog. So that, okay. And now we know it's not a shooter. So it's not those Killzone Resistance games.
Right.
Or PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of PS3 exclusive, so we'll get there. There's a Sly Cooper game for PS3. That's Naughty Dog, right?
What about
Infamous?
What was Sony Santa Monica doing before God of War? Did they release? Is that the same studio? That's the same studio that did the original God of Wars, right? Was there a God of War on PS3?
There's also Ratchet and Clanks. Who makes those?
Insomniac.
Yeah. Okay, and they did the electrical guy games that Infamous too.
Yeah, we could go we haven't asked the sci-fi question this episode yet.
Go for it.
Sci-fi fantasy. Is this a sci-fi based game?
No.
Oh, well, there goes that.
Also, remember the hat question.
Yeah, Damon was game? Sure. Definitively. You know who doesn't wear a hat, Kratos.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, was this for this? Was that question for this game?
Yeah,
I think so.
The hat question? Okay. I've completely lost track now.
It could be that weird God of War.
That's what I'm saying. I can't remember what it is. It's not 1-2. Well, wait. So 1 and 2 were PS2. Mm-hmm. And then 3 was PS3. And then that's where there's another one, right?
Yeah, there's like Ghost of Sparta, which is a PSP game. And there's another one.
Right.
But there's. Maybe that was the first PS4 one. I wouldn't worry, but I don't think. I think it's the first PS4 game was the other God of War. Anyway.
What about like Twisted Metal? One of the Twisted Metal reboots.
Well, let's not get off this too much because I still don't know if it's it might still be Infamous or God of War.
No, I don't think it can be Infamous because of the sci-fi element. That's I guess is it really sci-fi or more fantasy? Yeah.
Not a shooter.
Is this an open world game?
No.
Is it a God of War game?
Yes.
Okay. Right, so we just have to go.
We don't, but but we don't know what they are.
Overall, you have 10 questions.
ten questions to name a game that we don't know.
God of War 1. Is it God of War 2? Is it God of War 3?
Well,
it's called so Chains of Olympus, or there's Ghosts of Sparta. There's Chains of Olympus. Those are two different God of War games that are not mainline games, but I believe they're both for the PSP.
Both of those are the handheld ones. Those are both PSP games. So, okay, so we know...
Wrath of something?
We know it's not 1 and 2, because they're PS2. I don't know. It could just be 3.
Is this a mainline God of War?
No.
it's like the Gears of War that they made. Like, it was in that era where like our trilogy is ended, and then both Sony. It actually, I think it came out the same year as that Gears of War game, where they had like a spinoff game, a fourth.
Have we said the name of this game yet?
No.
Okay.
So no, I know.
Ascension.
That sounds right. God of War Ascension.
That sounds familiar. I probably played that.
I know God of War really well. I'm just trying to come
up with it. But we
know. Yeah.
And it's not Chains
of Olympus. Have we said the name of the game now, Damon?
Yes.
I know it's.
Yes.
All right. Is this God of War Ascension?
It is God of War Ascension.
Yes. That was great. That was a great ending.
Sam, that was all you. Good job.
What he said to the game now. Oh my gosh. That was so good. This game doesn't look so bad.
6 questions to spare. So 94 questions overall. Nicely job, everybody. Got all the games in 94 questions.
Made it. Yeah. And it's so funny because like looking at the footage now, it just evokes a lot of memories and I remember it. But yeah, titles of game names are so hard when they don't just go in sequential order and then they spin off and then there's a remake this, remaster this, and then it changed the subtitle there.
Two PSP
quite
games.
Convoluted.
I think this one is a prequel.
It is.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's like one of them starts out. I think actually Ghost of Sparta starts out where he doesn't have his like white paint and he's like something else. He's like a person. It's really strange.
Yeah. I'm excited to talk about the ending of God of War Ragnarok with you all because I just don't. It opens up a lot of questions for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting really close. The game just doesn't. It's like I've been playing it for like even a while before
we got our codes in like October. So,
we'll just brag about it to everybody, Damon.
Sorry, no, I just mean that we have been playing a long time. All I mean,
yeah, it's a lot of
nicely job, everyone. Sorry, no, Sam was going to say something.
Well, I started Pokemon.
You started Pokemon?
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
I played like 30 minutes of it. I've already seen everything that everybody else has seen. There's nothing to add to the pop-ins and the issues. Right. They're right from the start. The very like the actual first frame of the game is it breaks. Like it's just crazy. but I'm playing it because a reviewer needs somebody to play with co-op in the office, and I was going to be in the office, so I'm trying to catch up to the point where that'll be helpful. And so I'll have more to report after I get past this because I'm just kind of singularly focused in it. But it's also really cool. Like this is the game that I wanted for Pokemon from the very start, like an open world RPG, like Pokemon game. And here it is. And I always wanted this on the GameCube, right? And it turns out it would probably run better on that.
So, yeah. Like, I mean, forgive my Pokemon ignorance. That's not what Pokemon Arceus or whatever was earlier this year?
It is, but that's not a mainline Pokemon game. So that's a spinoff that's set in the past. And so this has all of the trappings that you might enjoy having grown up with Pokemon, like Pokemon... centers and stuff like I don't know, like just it's just modern. It feels more like a modern or it feels like a classic Pokemon game. But nobody really expected this, I don't think, to be more like Arceus, and it is. It's just really interestingly open, and it has Breath of the Wild elements, where you can run to the tough gyms from the start and get your butt handed to you by a weird Pokemon because you only have a starter. Anyway, that's probably the most I'll be allowed to talk about Pokemon on GameScoop.
I don't. We can talk about whatever games you guys want to talk about from week to week. Dina, thank you so much for taking time away from your busy schedule making the Perfect Dark reboot for Xbox.
Me personally. Trying to get it there, guys.
Do you play as a human?
No, thank you. Yeah, exactly. No, but thank you for having me again. It's always a joy to come and join the team again. I feel like a Game Scoop member still.
Yep. Always a pleasure to have you on. Viewers and listeners, have a great holiday week if you're here in the U.S. If you're outside the U.S., have a great regular ass week, just all the same. And Game Scoop will return with episode 701 next week. Please be excited for that. Thank you, Tina. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Justin. Thank you to Red working behind the scenes to just deliver incredible B-roll without he did not have the run of show ahead of time. He had no idea what games are.
Always incredible. What a trigger finger.
Very impressive. My name is Damon. This is IGN Game Scoop. We're out.
What if Red pulled up B-roll of himself when you were talking about him?
That would be so good. Red, you gotta cue that up for next time. Also, I'm so glad that my video quality is apparently going away just at the end of this episode, so that was well-timed.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world. That ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.